And don't worry about your mom, Scott added. We called her before leaving Mr. Martin's house.
Damn!
Steve slapped himself in the forehead with an open palm.
Worry about her? I had totally forgot she was even looking for me.
Well, everything is fine now,
Hal Dorham said, patting him on the shoulder.
She knows of your decision to stay, and although she worries, she also believes in you.
As do I, Stephen.
Princess Vesla approached arm in arm with her father, attired in a short linen dress of the Gisetrian colors blue and white, and a gold circlet about her head. Steve exhaled slowly as he admired the view. He hadn't been wrong. Her legs were every bit as attractive as he had imagined.
I see only two things wrong with this picture, Hal Dorham said casually. First, Princess, you will need to be rid of that. Although it is unlikely we shall run into them, the Red Crests need not know we have royalty among us.
Princess Vesla rolled her eyes and sighed, but reached up and removed the mentioned circlet of gold from around her head and then handed it to the page standing to her right. The old wizard then approached her, and with an idle gesture, the air around Vesla shimmered briefly like a heat mirage, and the princess's brightly colored dress changed to earthy tones of green and brown.
There, he said, sounding satisfied. Much better colors for a trek through the forest. We would not want you too easily seen from a distance, you know.
Princess Vesla sighed once more, and her father mumbled protest but spoke no further on it.
Princess, Hal Dorham continued. I do hope you realize what you are putting yourself in for. The next 2 or 3 days will be quite different than the palace life you are used to. And you, King Gorium, you know of the dangers of the Granar as well as the next man.
That is a fact, King Gorium agreed. And it is why Egrin shall accompany you. He is a fine and brave soldier, and will protect his princess with his very life if need be.
Though it sounded almost like an aside, he added.
Besides, it was the Third Power's request he be the man tasked with the job.
Steve clapped his winged friend on the shoulder with a confident smile.
Just so long as we are clear,
Hal Dorham nodded. Turning to the others, he said,
All right then, if everyone is ready.
Hayes and Lauren each slung a pack over one shoulder and moved behind the wizard. Hal Dorham then extended his arm straight ahead and touched his forefingers and thumbs together. As they separated, the veil between the two points parted, forming a shimmering doorway.